1 Samuel chapter 31. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard upon Shaul and upon his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, Shaul's sons. And the battle went sore against Shaul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded because of the archers. And then said Shaul to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword, thrust me through with it, lest these certain circumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not do it, because he was afraid. Therefore Shaul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Shaul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him. So Shaul died, and his three sons, and his armor-bearer, and all his men, that same day together. And when the men of Israel that were on the other side of the valley, and they that were on the other side of Jordan, saw that the men of Israel had fled, and that Shaul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Shaul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head and stripped off his armor and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. And they put his armor in the house of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. And when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard of that which the Philistines had done to Shaul, all the valiant men arose and went all night and took the body of Shaul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan and came to Jabesh and burnt them there. And they took their bones and buried them under a tree at Jabesh and fasted for 7 days. End of chapter